the standard error, or the random nature of estimators. Again, we consider the sample mean as an example. The sample mean is an estimator for the population mean and is obtained as a function of the observed sample.
Being a stochastic variable, the sample mean has a probability distribution and a probability distribution function, PDF. Very often, the PDF is going to have this bell shape. There is always a mean or expected value, which we denote mu. And we can clearly see that there is a very large probability of falling within such a limited interval around the true value mu. There is a very small probability of getting a very large estimation error and falling within the narrow tails, far from the true value. So this underlines the random nature of the sample mean and other estimators. And the trick with a good estimator is to have a very large probability of being close to the true value.
When we have an estimator, hat theta, it is a stochastic variable and it has a probability distribution. And it is very important to be able to describe key characteristics of this probability distribution. It does have a mean or an expected value, and it also has a variance. But the key parameter that we prefer to use in the context of estimation is the standard error. The definition is simple. The standard deviation sigma of an estimator hat theta is called the standard error, and we denote it as SE of hat theta.
As an example, we ask the question, what is the standard error of the sample mean bar X? As a first step, we consider the variance. So this expression here is the sample mean, and we want to calculate its variance. The first step is to take this fraction, which is a constant term, and move it outside. Then we need to square it. And the remaining expression is the variance of the sum. Now, all the xi are independent, and when you add up independent variables, you can add together the individual variances like this. This variance is known as sigma square. So just inserting here, you get 1 over n square multiplied by n times sigma square. Simplifying this, we get this expression. That is the variance of the sample mean. We can continue to calculate the standard error. The standard error is equal to the standard deviation, and the standard deviation is the square root of the variance. Inserting for the variance from the previous slide, we get the square root of sigma squared divided by n, or 1 over the square root of n times sigma. So that's the standard error, and we note in particular that by increasing the sample size n, we get a smaller standard error. So you get less error the larger your sample size is, and that's important to remember.
To summarize, estimators are stochastic of an estimator is known as the standard measure that we have for the likely error of the variables. The standard deviation of an estimator. For the sample error, and it's the most important measurable mean bar x, the standard error is equal to sigma divided by the square root of n, where sigma is the standard deviation of x and n is the sample size. So a larger sample size n gives a smaller standard error. Thank you.